Doctors are reporting rare cases of virus patients who relapse after completing a course of Pfizer's COVID-19 pill. Paxlovid has become the go-to treatment against COVID-19. It's convenient and effective at heading off severe disease. But questions are emerging as a small number of patients see symptoms return several days after their 5-day treatment regimen. The FDA last week advised against a second round because there seems to be little risk of hospitalization. Some researchers believe certain people may just be vulnerable to a relapse. 1-2% of people in the original study saw their virus levels rebound after 10 days. Others suggest the current dose just isn't strong enough to fully suppress the virus, leading to worries about resistant mutations. Pfizer tested the drug on unvaccinated patients during the Delta wave, but experts wonder if the pill is holding up against a mutating virus in a population where 89% of adults have had at least one shot and about 60% have already been infected. There's no clear answer yet. I'm Jennifer King.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.